Top Bush administration officials Monday predicted that the deadly H5N1 avian influenza strain will likely be found entering the U.S. as early as this year. At a rare joint news conference yesterday, U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns, Health and Human Services Secretary Mike Leavitt, and Secretary of Interior Gail Norton announced the completion of a new early warning system to detect highly pathogenic avian influenza in wild migratory birds in the U.S. Johanns stressed the avian strain of H5N1 is still a bird disease, and human-to-human transmission of the disease has not occurred.
If you leave here today remembering nothing else that I tell you, I hope you'll remember two points. One, a detection of the high-path H5N1 virus does not signal the start of a pandemic. The virus is not easily transmitted person to person. People who have become ill in other countries have had direct contact with infected birds. Two, properly prepared poultry is safe to eat. A detection of H5N1 should not cause a loss of confidence in the safety of poultry.
Thus far, Asian bird flu has been found in Asia, Africa, and Europe. The interagency plan outlines five specific strategies for early detection of the virus in wild migratory birds, investigating disease outbreak events in wild birds, expanding monitoring of live wild birds, monitoring hunter-killer birds, use of sentinel animals such as backyard poultry flocks, and environmental sampling of water and bird feces. Norton says announcements of bird flu in the U.S. could come frequently this year, but whether any particular outbreak is the deadly H5N1 strain will take days of testing.
We anticipate that presumptive H5N1 results may be announced 20 to 100 times this year. But those initial tests do not tell us whether it is highly pathogenic or whether it is of the low pathogen variety. We will not know that information until tests are completed that take another 5 to 10 days to perform. During this wait, the press and the public will need to realize two things. First, that this is a disease of birds and not humans at this point. And finding a bird with the disease does not signal a pandemic.
Since 1998, the USDA has monitored both the Alaskan and Atlantic flyways for highly pathogenic H5N1. Beginning in 2005, the Department of the Interior has also monitored the Pacific flyway, and neither agency has found strains of the Asian H5N1 bird flu in samples taken from birds as of yet. Johanns says even if highly pathogenic bird flu turned up in a U.S. domestic poultry flock, the outbreak would be quickly contained, just as it was in Texas in 2004. And he says the U.S. poultry industry has strong financial incentives to watch for and contain bird flu outbreaks.
U.S. poultry producers understand the importance of wiping out this virus the moment that it is detected. This is a $29 billion industry in the U.S., and our producers are as eager as we are to protect the safety of our poultry. An important point, producers know they'll be compensated for destroyed birds. Our producers have demonstrated that they will call us at the first sign of sick birds, knowing that with high-path strains of bird flu, we reimburse them for the birds that we destroy.
Leavitt says that there has been three human bird flu pandemics in the last 100 years, and that the H5N1 virus looks a lot genetically like the Spanish flu virus of 1918 that killed millions. Leavitt stressed at this point the H5N1 virus remains largely confined to birds, but he says the Bush administration is taking no chances when it comes to human health.
My colleagues have mentioned the precautions that are being taken for birds in wild birds and domestic flocks. I would like also to mention to you the five major areas of preparation that we have with respect to humans. The first is monitoring the disease, developing vaccines, stockpiling countermeasures, coordinating state and local preparedness, and working on ways to talk about this effectively to give people a sense of perspective and planning.
Federal regulators, in another sign of the increasing concern over a possible avian flu pandemic, moved to ban the poultry industry from using two major groups of human antiviral drugs, including Tamiflu, to treat their flocks for fear that they may reduce their effectiveness in treating humans. Yesterday's announcement marked the first time the FDA has banned human antiviral drugs for animal use. FDA officials are calling the move a precautionary measure. This is Dave Dickey, AM 580 Agriculture.